AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
Ted Kaczynski is another interesting one, that took a long time for him to actually kill himself, but it does seem like that had more to do more with health than it did anything else, and making the choice to end his life before things got worse for him physically. Let's talk about time for a little bit, where we do have some of these where once they're caught, once they're getting ready to be caught, and the end is near, we see that happen. But then you have some of these that are in prison for quite some time. Health, I can understand a little bit more, but others that just live their life for a long time, there's nothing really changing in their environment or their future. Why do some seem to wait for such a long period of time before actually doing an act like that?
It's different reasons. I know Harold Shipman waited 4 years so that his wife could collect his pension. So that, because I guess there was some kind of clause, suicide clause. And so he waited and then finally hanged himself. And supposedly the next guy in the cell claimed that Shipman came and haunted the cell as a ghost. I don't know. I thought that was kind of a funny story. But he, you know, he had a very clearly calculated plan as to when he was going to end his life to benefit his wife. So that was one. Another one who waited where it wasn't really about health was this guy in France that I mentioned. And also the one that sparked the blog that we're talking about, the bike path killer, took a while before he did. I don't know that he gave a reason why he did, but he took a while. Typically, if they're going to commit suicide, it'll be, you know, within a few months to a year, because they despair of wanting to be in prison. That's not where they just see the endlessness. There's no hope of ever getting out, no parole possibilities, and they just want to end this kind of thing. There was one, Michael Ross, who didn't commit suicide, but he insisted that they carry out his execution. And he didn't want any appeals. He wanted this to be to move along. So that's, some people would say that's a form of suicide, where he's just, you know, I don't want to be here any longer than I have to. You've already decided to execute me. And this was the state of Connecticut. And they didn't really want to actually carry it out, but he forced their hand. And there are a lot of people who would call that suicidal. And maybe it was. He's not the only one who's done that, who's just said, you made this decision, let's get it done.
Do we ever see in the prison system individuals who are trying to carry out a very similar form of suicide, almost suicide by cop, or even suicide by other inmates, getting yourself in a situation where others are going to target you and take you out because maybe you don't have the means to do it yourself?
Well, I don't know about in prison, but Paul John Knowles, when he was being transported, he made a grab for an officer's gun, knowing that it was very unlikely he was going to survive that, because he was in their car.
Sure.
So it was very unlikely he was going to survive that. But so I think that he was trying to do a suicide by cop. I know that some serial killers have been murdered in prison, like Jeffrey Dahmer, for example. Dahmer didn't, there wasn't anything about Dahmer that suggested he was willing to be killed by somebody. I mean, he had recently been baptized, and I think that he didn't do that. And the other ones that I know about, I don't think they set it up where they would be shanked by somebody just because they wanted to get it over with. More often, you're going to see them doing something like coiling their sheet. Like Israel Keyes did this interesting way. He coiled up his sheet, tied it around his neck and his foot, cut his wrist. And as he's bleeding out, which isn't necessarily a guaranteed way of killing yourself, as he lost consciousness from the loss of blood, the sheet tightened mm-hmm. and strangled him. So interesting, different. So more often they're going to be doing something like that than trying to set somebody up to kill them.
How interesting. Very fascinating conversation, Dr. Catherine Ramsland. Thank you so much for coming on and giving us your insight on this and your blog with that article. Very fascinating. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.